Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1754, John J. Strahulik. Is that right? James D.
Mr. Chairman, my name's Robert Mills. I'm from Lewis, Delaware. John Strahulik couldn't be here tonight. He called me late this afternoon, asked me if I could come here in his place.
All right, sir. If you'd take a seat for a second, and our director will read the information into the record, and then we'll call on you since you're the man tonight. Okay.
This is an application for conditional use number 1754, the application of John J. Strahulik and James D. Strahulik to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.39 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of U.S. Route 113 and Road 565, which is also known as Deer Forest Road. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of survey site plan for this application. For the benefit of the record, I have received 3 agency comments on this application. We have a letter from the Department of Transportation in reference to this application, that they do not recommend a traffic impact study be performed for this application. They note that the respective land is adjacent to U.S. Route 113 and is subject to the policy of DLDOT's Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. The main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. It makes reference to the Office of State Planning Coordination Strategies as being located within a level 4 area. That the prospective development is subject to the following policies. State policies will encourage the preservation of a rural lifestyle and discourage new development. No new or expanded direct access to Carter U.S. Route 113 will be permitted. Access will be permitted to an existing secondary road being Deer Forest Road. From the Sussex County Engineering Department in the form of a memorandum and received today in reference to a boat storage facility at this location. The site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1. An individual on-site septic system would be proposed. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan is not required. And that memo was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning.
Yes.
From the Sussex Conservation District, received a memorandum on December 10. There are two soil types on this property, the Hamilton loamy sand and the Hurlock loamy sand. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It's noted that there is a small area of hydric soil on the property. Be advised that if any mechanical land clearing occurs in that area, all state and federal wetlands laws must be followed. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of an aerial soil map, a map legend, soil interpretation, an article about prime and other important farmland, and a selected soil interpretation. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anybody here other than Mr. Mills, of course, who is interested in this application? All right, come on up, sir. I do need you to introduce yourself again and give me the floor.
My name's Robert Mills. I'm from Lewis, Delaware.
Okay.
And I'm representing John Strahulik.
Okay. Okay, well, Mr. Mills, you've heard what our director had to say about the application. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
There is an existing entranceway off of Deer Forest Road already.
All right. Well, let's see if any of our commissioners have any questions for you. And we'll start with, what do you know? We'll start with Mr. Johnson again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mills, how familiar are you with this project?
Fairly familiar.
So would you be part of the project, or are you just helping a friend out?
I'm just helping a friend out.
Okay. So are you familiar with the layout of the land in terms of the trees that are there, you know, the woodlands that are there and the area that is presently exists?
Am I aware of it?
You're familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they're proposing in terms of the way of fencing to enclose the boat storage facility, or what they anticipate doing?
Well, first they wanted to get it rezoned, but what's required by the county will be what they'll do.
So you're not aware if they're planning to clear cut, or they're planning to leave trees as a buffer, or whether a site buffer, or...
Well, the trees that are there,
yeah.
I know they're talking about leaving a 50-foot buffer on 113 with the back property line where there's a woods now, and there's a tax ditch on the west side, and it's going to be trees that are still there that'll be there,
okay.
50 feet.
And what hours of operation or days of operation would they be looking to run the business?
Probably 7 days a week. Mostly for storage of people that are taking their boats to his facility now in Wilmington, would leave them down here rather than truck them all the way up there or take them all the way home.
And where would they anticipate all these boats coming from that would fill up 9 acres?
Well, he wasn't going to use a whole 9 acres for the boat storage. A lot of it's got trees on it that'll stay there.
So what portion of the property would they be anticipating using then? Because what I see on the survey is the proposed parking area and a proposed 40 by 100 building. But it doesn't reference whether they're proposing, what area they're proposing fencing in or any of that.
Well, the whole area where the boats are going to be stored will definitely be fenced in. Now, between where the building sits and where the storage will be, there's actually a tax ditch that runs right down the middle of that property. Well, that's what we were told it is, a tax ditch. It's been there ever since they bought the property.
The district letter said there was no tax ditch.
There was not?
That's what they referred, that's what I read.
Well, he'd love to hear that because he could fill that in.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I recommend doing that.
Well, he understands it's a tax ditch, and that's how he's been leaving it.
Yeah, basically, what I read was that the question and answer types memo, and it says any tax ditch is affected, and the answer from the conservation district was no.
And is there a reason why the gentlemen that are requesting this conditional use, why they're not here this evening?
Well, James is his son. He's up in Wilmington, and I guess he assumed his father was going to be at the meeting tonight, and his father lives in Dagsboro. He called me late this afternoon and said that he didn't think he was going to be able to make it because he was ill, and he asked me if I could intercede for him. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Enough for the question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
Will there be any paving, or is it just an open? How are you going to store these boats in this 9 acres?
I can't positively say.
Well, Mr. Mills, here's the problem. These are all questions we need to have answers to in order to make a decision. You might want to tell us your best guess or something, because I'm sorry the applicant.
Well, I know around the building it's going to be Amosite, but back where the boats are going to be stored, I'm assuming that he's going to put crush and run back there. I know he's not going to pave it.
Won't be paved.
Blacktop.
Okay.
Right.
Will there be any lighting back there?
There'll be security lighting, that's all. In other words, it'll be like regular lights that you see on the roadways.
Will there be a need for a sign out front?
I think he wants to put a sign on the building, not out front.
No further questions.
All right, so Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Not a question, just Mr. Mills, I would judge you to be a friend indeed to come out on a night like tonight and sit through over 2 hours of public hearing to get to this point. And you, sir, are a true friend. Be kind enough to advise the applicant that on my information is that on the 13th of January, 2009, there will be another hearing before County Council, and think that he should make every effort. I understand you said that he's ill tonight, so more information could be supplied. But that's all I have.
I'll make sure if he's not here, his son will definitely be here.
Well, I was going to mention to you that it does seems like the folks in Wilmington don't have any trouble getting here on the weekend. So, you know, I would have think that maybe they could get here on a Thursday night, but.
I guess.
Be wrong. So. All right, sir. We thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Lank, have a question?
There's the site plan. Have you seen the site plan?
Yes.
Okay. The entrance is that located? It's located more to the west side of the frontage along Route 565. Is that the existing entrance location?
Going down Deer Forest Road, it's on the right hand side.
Toward
like
the property line.
Like 100 feet from 113.
Okay, so that might be a different location then. He's showing an entrance now about 250 from Route 113. Do you know what the building is proposed to be used for, being 40 by 100, that's 4,000 square foot?
Well, thank you. As far as I know, it was going to be for storage of vehicles until they get them out.
Okay.
Got mine.
And I would note that he has been doing some land clearing on this wooded parcel.
Yes.
A good portion of that is clear. And I'm assuming that you said fenced. I'm assuming that would be a 7 or 8 foot tall chain link type fencing to provide for security so that there isn't a trespass.
I know he's going to have security cameras, but.
That's all I have.
All right, so Mr. Council?
No.
Okay. Mr. Rabbit?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you. Take a seat nearby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application, but I'm not sure there is. But is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1754, John Dre Strahalik and James G. Strahalik? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1754? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning.